way out in the country, you might still find people that smoke that meat, but you don't find too much. Mm-hmm. Too many that do.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's good, and they did the sausage. You would take the meat and grind it up, and you would take those intestines, you know, and that's what they call casings. Mm-hmm. And that you would grind up this meat, and all kind of the trimmings and everything, you know, and then some the good part of the meat, and then you would highly season that, just like your sausage, just mm-hmm. like your pork smoked sausage that you buy today, and you would stuff those casings, those intestines. And then you would hang those up in there and smoke them, along with your meat.
Yeah, I didn't know how they did it.
Mm-hmm. They're delicious. Smoked sausage is good.
Yeah. I've been trying to get some link sausage down here, but nobody has it. It's just, most of the time, it's just a patty.
Mm-hmm.
Ground patty.
Mm-hmm. They have some link. Oh, in the places you've been staying.
Yeah,
the link sausage is much better, I think.
Unless
you get a certain kind. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a Dean. Now, I don't mean the Jimmy Dean sausage. I know you've seen that advertised. Mm-hmm. But it's just Dean. Now, that's what my brother-in-law uses in Tuscaloosa. And you can't imagine. It's sometime in the morning. He serves as many as 100 sausage biscuits. He specializes in his sausage and biscuits. And a lot of times when I'm up there, I work the cash register, you know, phone for just a minute. And somebody will call in and they'll want, say, like 35, 40,
really?
A beauty shop, place.
Wow, at one time?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
God.
And that's the best sausage you have ever eaten. It's better than I used to think that the sausage that we made at home, you know, ground and made from the hogs that we killed was the best in the world. But this that he has is the best sausage that I have ever eaten in my life. It's just delicious. It's Dean's, but now he gets it in great big cartons. He doesn't get it in little containers. So I don't think you can find that kind. Anyway, I don't know. I don't even know what company he gets his sausage from. Anyway, I think the next time I go up there, we'll try to find out.
I mean, you know, you can't buy it in the store or something.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, she said I did.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a room like on the farm that you just store kind of odds and ends in?
Yeah. Shed room, they used to call them. Yeah, that's what they called them. We always had shed rooms. And it's nothing but just an extra room on the house that you didn't have anything else. It's just a place where you store things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have just a lot of things. We have a room back there that Ms. Wright, we didn't either one want this. Well, there's two or three rooms back there. And we just take all of our junk back there. Mm-hmm. In the winter, we keep our flowers back there and everything. But at that time, they did have, there was just a special room that was made onto the house, which was called a shed room.
Yeah.
And two, another thing that you probably have not seen, in building houses back then, they would build a house, and then they would build this little walk out here. Say like from here to there,
mm-hmm.
and then they would have the kitchen. It would be built all from the house.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It would be just this little porch like. It wouldn't be a porch, really. It would just be a little walk from the house to the kitchen. The kitchen was separate. Now, that goes way back.
Yeah.
That really goes way back.
Was there
a lot of those in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Old houses that are still. I have a sister who lives in